The website title of List Things is somewhat distracting, I'd say. Rather than being a list, like the previous two offerings that we've just covered, List Things is more corkboard-type application. It certainly gives you a corkboard background, and the idea is that you pin to that corkboard notes. So this can be used, again, it can be a crowdsourcing mechanism. Let's say you've got some students and you're wanting them to undertake some research and find out about, solar energy. So they're doing some research and you want them to submit the little facts or factoids that they find onto your listings board. That's all doable. And the advantage of that is, of course, reordering becomes then very visual. So if you start to want, if you want to be able to find themes within the information that your students are bringing together, and perhaps explore that as a class at the front, or maybe you want them to explore this individually on their own boards, maybe they're working in smaller groups, then dragging information around on the screen, being able to recolour the notes so that different themes can be identified more easily, then that's a little bit easier than in list format. The two kinds of notes that you can add once you've created yourself an account are textual notes and image notes. So you can bring pictures in, but you can only do that, I think I'm right in saying, by uploading. I can't find a way of bringing in URLs. The different colours that you can have aren't accessed from a menu. It's you click on the tool icon on each note and it cycles through a list. So you don't get to choose from a particular one. You have to cycle through to the one you want, which is a little bit awkward. Sharing, that's again a fairly straightforward process, but you have to supply the email address of the people with which you wish to share your list board. Now, I'm always a little bit uncomfortable doing that kind of thing because that's providing someone else's email address to a third party and they may not have given consent. So it's important that students understand the ethics behind that, and should they wish to share lists with other people, they need to know that giving away the other people, the other person's email address, it may not always be appropriate, and it's something they need to ask permission to do so first, I think. But otherwise, that's fairly straightforward to do. So that's List Things, creating online corkboards.